Today's 22nd of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. I'm sorry, I'm a little late out the gate today. I've been over at the Wind Farm Cafe because it was like an official open practice day, and I am so hopped up on caffeine right now. I feel like I'm shaking. just sampling all of the menu. And this has been a normal thing for the last few days. I drank 8 shots of espresso in 1 hour a couple days ago, and I was like, oh my goodness, I don't ever want to feel like this again. It was awful, even though it was delicious. And so right now I'm like just on the other side of the caffeine trip. So, oh, my stomach is shaking on the inside. So y'all forgive me if I fall asleep while I'm reading. No, I won't do that. It's a beautiful cafe. I can't wait to have a cup of coffee with you. It's just I cannot drink this much caffeine anymore. It's been like the most coffee I've ever drank in my life in a week. And so here we go. We're reading from the book of Zechariah from the New Living Translation, chapter 2, verse 1 through 3:10 today. When I looked again, I saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. "Where are you going?" I asked. He replied, "I'm going to measure Jerusalem to see how wide and how long it is." Then the angel who was with me went to meet a second angel who was coming toward him. The other angel said, "Hurry and say to that young man, Jerusalem will someday be so full of people and livestock that there won't be room enough for everyone. Many will live outside the city walls. Then I, myself, will be a protective wall of fire around Jerusalem, says the Lord, and I will be the glory inside the city." The Lord says, "Come away. Flee from Babylon and the land of the north, for I have scattered you to the four winds. Come away, people of Zion, you who are exiled in Babylon." After a period of glory, the Lord of Heaven's armies sent me against the nations who plundered you. For he said, "Anyone who harms you harms my most precious possession. I will raise my fist to crush them, and their own slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord of Heaven's armies has sent me." The Lord says, "Shout and rejoice, O beautiful Jerusalem, for I am coming to live among you. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they too will be my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord of Heaven's armies sent me to you. The land of Judah will be the Lord's special possession in the Holy Land, and he will once again choose Jerusalem to be his own city. Be silent before the Lord, all humanity, for he is springing into action from his holy dwelling." Then the angel showed me Yeshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. The accuser, Satan, was there at the angel's right hand, making accusations against Yeshua. And the Lord said to Satan, "I, the Lord, reject your accusations, Satan. Yes, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire." Yeshua's clothing was filthy, and he stood there before the angel. So the angel said to the others standing there, "Take off his filthy clothes." And turning to Yeshua, he said, "See, I have taken away your sins, and now I am giving you these fine new clothes." Then I said, "They should also place a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean priestly turban on his head and dressed him in new clothes while the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord spoke very solemnly to Yeshua and said, "This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. If you follow my ways and carefully serve me, then you will be given authority over my temple and its courtyards. I will let you walk among those others standing there. Listen to me, O Yeshua, the high priest, and all you other priests. You are symbols of things to come. Soon I am going to bring my servant, the branch. Now Now look at the jewel I have set before Yeshua, a single stone with seven facets. I will engrave an inscription on it, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, and I will remove the sins of this land in a single day. And on that day, says the Lord of Heaven's armies, each of you will invite your neighbor to sit with you peacefully under your own grapevine and fig tree. Revelation 13, 2 through 18. This beast looked like a leopard, but it had the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his own power and throne and great authority. I saw that one of the heads of the beast seemed wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound was healed. The whole world marveled at this miracle and gave allegiance to the beast. They worshipped the dragon for giving the beast such power, and they also worshipped the beast, who is as great as the beast, they exclaimed. Who is able to fight against him? Then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God, and he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for 42 months. And he spoke terrible words of blasphemy against God, slandering his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. And he was given authority to rule over every tribe and people and language and nation. And all the people who belong to this world worshipped the beast. They are the ones whose names were not written in the book of life before the world was made, the book that belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Anyone who is destined for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone destined to die by the sword will die by the sword. This means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful. Then I saw another beast come up out of the earth. He had two horns like those of a lamb, but he spoke with the voice of a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast, and he required all the earth and its people to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. He did astounding miracles, even making fire flash down to earth from the sky while everyone was watching. And with all the miracles he was allowed to perform on behalf of the first beast, he deceived all the people who belonged to this world. He ordered the people to make a great statue of the first beast, who was fatally wounded, then came back to life. He was then permitted to give life to this statue so that it could speak. Then the statue of the beast commanded that everyone refusing to worship it must die. He required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, and no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name. Wisdom is needed here. Let the one with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Psalm 141, 1 through 10, a Psalm of David. O Lord, I am calling to you. Please hurry. Listen when I cry to you for help. Accept my prayer as incense offered to you, and my upraised hands as an evening offering. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in acts of wickedness. Don't let me share in the delicacies of those who do wrong. Let the godly strike me. It will be a kindness. If they correct me, it is soothing medicine. Don't let me refuse it. But I pray constantly against the wicked and their deeds. When their leaders are thrown down from a cliff, the wicked will listen to my words and find them true. Like rocks brought up by a plow, the bones of the wicked will lie scattered without burial. I look to you for help, O Sovereign Lord. You are my refuge. Don't let them kill me. Keep me from the traps they have set for me, from the snares of those who do wrong. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, but let me escape. Proverbs 30, 18 through 20. There are three things that amaze me. No, four things that I don't understand. How an eagle glides through the sky. How a snake slithers on a rock. How a ship navigates the ocean. How a man loves a woman. An adulterous woman consumes a man, then wipes her mouth and says, "What's wrong with that?" Father, we come before you, thanking you for your word. Here in this week of Christmas, with all that's going on, we thank you for the bedrock of your word. We thank you for coming for us. We can never thank you for this enough. It can certainly become rote and old to say the same things, but we thank you for coming for us. We would be lost and hopeless without you. There is no life without you. And yet with you there is eternal life and eternal purpose in life. So we thank you for your word. As we round the corner and move toward the Christmas celebrations all over the world, we thank you for coming. We thank you for coming the way that you did and the way that you grew and modeled life for us. And Jesus, it is our desire to walk in your footsteps, to live the life you modeled for us and the life that you offer to us. So we ask you to come into the places that we've kept off limits from you. Come in this season where it's very busy, and yet our spirits are attuned to what this means to the world. So come, blessed Jesus. We pray in your name. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website, and you're invited to come get involved. Of course, the issue at hand, the big news at hand, is the video. We're just going to continue to pound forward on the video. We've created this resource. We want to get it all over the world, and it's already wrapped itself all over the world. But we most importantly want to get it into the hands of pastors so that it can be played in churches all over the world, inviting people to experience the Word of God in its entirety in community in 2011, right here with us, as we've done all year this year. So if you would be so kind, you can download it at dailyaudiobible.com. There's a banner on the homepage, pretty hard to miss, that will allow you to download it in standard definition or high definition and take it over to your church. Or you can just email your audiovisual director or your pastor or whatever and let them check it out. And we'd be really appreciative. And those of you who have Facebook pages and all this, I'd just be thrilled if you'd spread the word through your blogs, through your friends lists. And I struggle with what I'm saying, because if you don't know the personality of the family here, then that would just sound like, yeah, there's some shameless self-promotion, but that's really not it. It's the Bible. It's the Bible. So invite your friends and family, those within your sphere of influence, to experience the Bible. Imagine what that will do to your sphere of influence if everyone that you know experiences the Bible in its entirety. Staggering what God could do through his word, as if we should expect anything different. So there you go. It's a resource that we've made available to you. I'd love for you to take part in it. So today's a big day. It's a big day at the cafe because they're wide open over there. But Max gets his cast off today. So I'll see if he'll come in maybe tomorrow and tell us a thing or two about what that was like. But he gets his cast off. So thank you for those of you who prayed for Max when he broke his arm and Jill and I were off in Tulsa. He's getting his cast off earlier than we thought. And he didn't need surgery and he really broke his arm good. It was sickening to look at that x-ray. I'm not much of an x-ray person, but I looked at that x-ray and was like, oh my goodness. Wow. That's a broken arm, no doubt. So he gets his cast off today, and I'm sure that means he'll jump right back on his skateboard. But maybe, and hopefully, with just a little more respect for what can happen. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website. I thank you for your partnership. Mailing address, if you prefer, is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Domingo from Orlando calling. I listen every day through my iPod. Brian, this is just amazing what you do, and I love listening every day. But I heard a prayer request at the end of one from Laura in Indiana, who she was really having a tough time. She did mention some of the things that she's going through, and I don't know, I'm not going to even pretend to know how she feels. She really sounded like she was hurting. So Laura, I wanted to tell you that we all have our tough times. Everybody's specific difficulties in life and troubles and rough times and whatever you want to call them, we all got them. We all do. Some seem more severe than others, but you're not alone. You are never, ever, ever alone. All right? God is always with you. And believe me when I tell you that he's got something better on the other side for you. He totally has something better on the other side for you. But there's this one couple of verses that just really, really speak to me about my situation that I'm going through. And then when I heard you, I thought it the same thing. And it's 1 Peter 2, verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We all suffer, some more drastically than others, and I'm not going to pretend to know how you feel. but God is always with you, and you have a big family in this DAB. Let me tell you, I know, because I've been going, this has been a rough year for me too. But I am encouraged, I am strengthened, I'm just amazed at the support, I can't even put it into words. It's just such a wonderful feeling when you give it up to God and let Him take over, and just allow Him to do what He needs to do. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what we need and not what we want. So Laura, I'm praying for you. Domingo in Orlando, I've called quite a few times before for prayer requests myself, and but you're not alone. You are not alone. God is always with you. God is by your side all the time, in your heart. Just allow Him to lead. It's really hard to surrender, but once you do, it's wow. Wow. It is amazing. So remember, His promise, He's always got something better for us. Always. He's always got something good for us. He doesn't want us to hurt or to be in pain. He doesn't want that for us. That's not what He wants for that. And that's not what He wants for us. So hang in there, Laura. You're going to be fine. You're not alone. Remember that. If anything, just remember that. And remember, we suffer. Jesus suffered also for us. He suffered big time for us. We didn't deserve it. Let's face it, we didn't deserve it. So just remember, just surrender everything. Read the Bible constantly. Psalms is great for reading. That's what I do. I read a lot. it helps a lot. It really helps a lot. So just if you don't have a Bible, get one. Just open it up and just start reading. You can start in Psalms. John's another one. The Proverbs are another one. I mean, you go all over the place. And as much as I listen to Brian, I still like to read too. I like the black and white in front of me. So, thank you, Brian. You are an amazing man. You really are. What you're doing is God's amazing work. God bless you, brother. You and your family. A wonderful family, man. Thank you. Thank you for all the prayers that I've received out there. And know that I am praying for all of you guys. Everyone. Everyone.
Hello, my name is Elaine Palmer, and I need prayer for my health. I've been very ill recently, and I keep going to the doctors, and they keep telling me nothing's wrong. I need God's healing and wisdom for the doctors. My husband, and I'm unemployed, and I desperately need a job. My husband's having a lot of problems with health, too, and he's fighting with the doctors, too, and I'm afraid that he might lose his job, too. My mother's very ill and needs prayer, and my sister needs a job, and my other sister's been ill, and may lose her job. My whole family needs prayer, and, Lord, I also pray that my family will draw close to God and come to know Him and find peace in Him. Elaine, thank you for your prayers. Bye.